For many people with disabilities, public transportation is key to getting around. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, the COVID-19 pandemic is deterring ridership and strapping the budgets of many transit agencies.
Until recently, Sharadney Fulmore rode a bus to get to and from work at Wegmans in Webster.
How long does that take?
I'd say probably about an hour.
Fulmore works at the prepared foods department at Wegmans.
I do dishwashing. I do other stuff like help to prepare food and do the trash and do the compost and the recyclable bin to the receiving room.
He wasn't riding the big fixed route buses to work. Fulmore, who has intellectual disabilities, was taking the smaller regional transit service access buses. Riders with disabilities can call ahead and schedule their pickups and drop-offs so they get curb-to-curb service. But they have to share. Fulmore's route to work might follow the paths of several other people before he makes it to Wegmans.
Sometimes I'll run late for work and I'll call in and I'll tell them that I'm going to be late for work. And, you know, they understand. They said, just get here when you can, because they understand with the bus system. They know I take the bus. So they say, yeah, I understand, you know, just get here when you can, so.
Fulmore's commute has been a lot shorter since the COVID-19 outbreak began locally, but it's gotten more burdensome for his family. His dad, Frank Fulmore, is driving him to and from work.
We spend a lot of time together.
Frank Fulmore says his son's no longer riding the bus because they want to reduce the amount of time he spends in close contact with other people and cut down on his chances of getting sick. Susan Dua at the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York says that's a common concern for people with disabilities and their families.
Many people with disabilities really need to play it very, very safe because they are at higher risk of the virus.
Dua says many people with disabilities don't have the backup plans that the Fulmores do.
They have many fewer options. There isn't a fallback for them. They are likely to be more isolated and more trapped.
She says good access to public transit is often a ticket to independence for people who don't drive. But during COVID-19, many don't feel safe on the bus, and some transit agencies are cutting service and projecting further reductions to close budget gaps. The New York City area's Metropolitan Transit Authority is projecting a $16 billion shortfall over the next 4 years. In Livingston County, Michigan, the bus and paratransit system stopped service altogether for a few weeks. In the Rochester area, the pandemic interrupted a planned redesign of the regional transit service. The system's CEO, Bill Carpenter, says it's not clear anymore what the system is going to look like in the coming years, especially for people with disabilities.
There is uncertainty as we look 12 and 18 and 24 months out.
What does that uncertainty look like for transit options for people with limited mobility?
When the uncertainty clears up, I'm able to answer that question.
Carpenter says RTS is still hoping to move ahead with the redesigned transit system. He says it will go beyond federal requirements for paratransit services for people with disabilities, but he also says being able to get back on track for the redesign is dependent on state and federal funding, and that remains an open question. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.